I am Erica Chambers, and I'm a photographer based out of Berea, and I am co-founder of Rebel Rebel Studio and Lounge.
I'm Allie Blair. I also am based in Berea and am an entrepreneur, several different projects that I'm involved with, and also a co-founder of Rebel Rebel Studio and Lounge.
So tell me, what is Rebel Rebel Studio and Lounge?
Hopefully it's ground zero for a lot of creativity and collaboration in Berea. I have a shared use commissary kitchen, so a certified kitchen that I put into the back of the building. And Erica has her photography studio in the front half of the building. And then we have office space there and a lot of open space for gatherings. So music, live music, film screenings, workshops, lots of different things that can happen in the space.
So how did you two meet?
So I founded an event series that's based in Old Town Berea, known as First Friday Berea, back in 2014, and did that for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And met Erica because I had asked her to photograph that event.
When Allie had asked me, she was the first person to hire me when I got my studio set up in Berea. And so I just, of course, you know, yeah, I'll shoot this event. And in my head, that I thought it was just, you know, another wonderful concert series or a festival kind of thing. But it was very, very lovely. It was very diverse. The music, the people, everything was, it was just a really nice, all-inclusive gathering of the community.
First Fridays in Berea, basically during the summertime, Friday evenings. And so it sounds like to me the collaboration that you have for Rebel Rebel is like a continuation of that with just more offerings to bring the community together.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it's kind of like the best of our both worlds combined. We found that we enjoyed working together.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica has done a lot of photography work for musicians and artists in, mm-hmm. in this kind of region. And so being able to join forces and do the things that we really love to do, gather community, let artists be able to showcase their work, create intentional space for musicians to play, and all of this with kind of a goal for community building and connecting people through music, food, story. So it's a really great collaboration.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Allie Blair and Erica Chambers, co-owners of Rebel Rebel Studio and Lounge in Berea. So Allie, tell me about your kitchen.
Yeah. So I was part of a worker-owned cooperative startup back in 2014, 2015, known as Village Trough, and we had a brick-and-mortar restaurant space and kind of community center space is really how we ran it,
mm-hmm.
Down in Old Town, across from where Apollo's actually is now. In 2015, we transitioned out of that space and got a food trailer. So a food concession trailer, and started doing mainly festivals and events.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last year or so, I have really been trying to figure out how to take some of the assets and the resources that we have. So I've got a lot of kitchen equipment and storage, and how do I pull that out to help support my own business, but also really with the intent of kind of taking this cooperative model to the next level. If someone wants to, like we have farmers market folks.
Mm-hmm.
So if farmers market vendors are trying to do prepared food, hot prepared food, then they can come in and prep in the kitchen and then be able to have storage space so that they don't have to do that all on site when they get to set up at the farmers market. So it'll support kind of a little more flexibility, will allow people to do more bulk ordering because you'll have storage space for it and that kind of stuff.
Our place is called Rebel Rebel, and we have a lightning bolt in the middle,
mm-hmm.
of studio and lounge. So when you are on the same page of creating anything, whether it's producing a music series or, you know, doing a, you know, an art exhibit or having a live music, curating any kind of event, when you find someone that you spark with, It's like a lightning bolt,
mm-hmm.
of sparking a creativity situation. And so we're trying to really just do that with all forms of art, whether it's in the kitchen or it's on stage.
And you just had a film screening on Sunday, correct?
Yes, we did. It was a small audience that came, but we had folks that drove all the way from Lexington down mm-hmm. to Berea to show up to see this. We had a potluck, so everybody got to share a meal. And it was,
what was the film?
It was called The Commons, mm-hmm. A documentary, and it really looked at how society is changing so much and our common spaces are being privatized. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great film, and we had some really great discussion afterwards and kind of identified a few of those common spaces that we have in our area. And it hopefully is the beginning of some more conversation about other spaces and what we can do to try to work with folks to, especially with our natural spaces, to be able to open that up for more of the community to kind of take ownership of that.
We're trying to get people to come in that have never felt seen or heard in our art community. I hear a lot of times, she and I both are very active members of the Berea Arts Council, and we always hear like, well, we don't know how to get involved and we don't know how to do this, and we're really just searching and striving in every way possible to reach all the markets. And what we have learned is that especially a younger demographic, they don't feel like their art will be appreciated in this area. And I always jump up out of my seat. It's like, well, they don't know if they don't see it. You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. You don't know your market if you don't have your product.
Do you have a website where people can find out more?
We currently have social media channels. Mm-hmm. We're still working on getting a website up. But you can find us at Rebel Rebel Berea on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and if we shall plug mm-hmm. an event... this weekend on Friday, we are having Owen Reynolds, a local singer-songwriter, musician, and Abe Partridge from Mobile, Alabama, who is a folk artist and an incredible songwriter himself that's on tour. He will also be doing a lecture at EKU's Art and Design Program on Thursday, and they will be performing on Friday at Rebel Rebel at 7 p.m. on Valentine's Day. And then on Sunday, we will be having a punk show at 7 o'clock with Slut Peel, Tab Caudle, and Maisie Manna.